Back into action tomorrow, Mark, and St. Colum Kills of Meath, your opponents in a semi-final, just what, 65 or so minutes away from an outing in Croke Park and an All-Ireland final?
Yeah, well, I suppose that there's a lot to play for, but our own focus is very much on trying to get the best team out onto the pitch and trying to get that team to perform to their highest level, and if we do that, that's all we can ask for, really, Tom.
Yeah, and it's been quite some time now since you've had action. How have you walked over the closed season, shall we say, the winter period or the Christmas period, and since the Ulster final?
Yeah, there's been a bit of time planning, I suppose, to do. I think it was important that the boys got a chance to unwind and enjoy the Christmas season. I suppose you can't keep playing at that level, and then we staggered it up, and now we're up into full steam again this last few weeks. So it is maybe not ideal, the massive gap, but I think you'd have to say it's the same for both teams, so there's no complaints there.
How difficult is it to get a team back on board again, or is it probably easy, I suppose, when you're facing into the prospect of a chance of a crack at All-Ireland?
Yeah, well, I suppose that there's that level of competition, and it's it is a big carrot in front of them to play in an All-Ireland semi-final at any stage is a privilege, and these boys hopefully appreciate that that they've trained in that way. But I suppose ideally speaking, I think everybody and every club will be the same. You want game after game after game, and when you have that bit of time off, you do naturally have to go to a different level of training and then build it back up. So we've worked towards that, and we've tried to get that mix of that blend of having a rest but not leaving it too long as well. So we're hopeful that that's what we've done.
And of course, you have a couple of survivors, at least one or two anyway, from the last team that reached an All Ireland final. What, back in 2005, I think.
Yeah, there's a few of the boys who are still there. There's probably about three or maybe four in the entire squad who were about in that time, and you need that bit of experience too, I suppose. They've been around the block for Pomeroy and soldiered away for quite a few years there now, so maybe that experience helps some of the younger boys to settle in, and I think every team needs that mixture of youth and experience.
St. Colum Kills, what do you know of them?
Well, I suppose just what everybody knows is that, you know, any team that comes out of Meath is notoriously a tight county to get out of. If they've battled their way through a Meath championship, that's a serious statement of a team. And to back that up then, to go on and win a province that includes the Dublin teams and things like that, shows just what the level they're playing at. They do have household names, obviously, that everybody knows about as well. And they're going to cause an awful lot of problems, and we're going to have to play extremely well to beat them. But our own focus at the minute has definitely been on just trying to get the best from our performance, and if that's good enough, it's good enough, and it's not, it's not.
And who are the household names in the St. Colum Kills?
Well, you have Graham Riley there. He's the current Meath captain, and he's been probably, arguably, Meath's best forward over the last number of years. He's a seriously influential player at county level, so you can imagine what the impact he'll have at club level. And then you have Ben Brennan as well, who's the captain and has broken into the Meath setup as well, and is going very well by all accounts. And you know, they would have a number of other players who've played under 21 and minor for Meath as well, and they're just going to take a bit of watching, all of them. But we just hope that we play as well as we can, and that's the only thing we can control, really.
Yeah, and tell me, in terms of team wise and squad wise, have you got everybody?
We have everybody who is available to us, fighting for positions. Yeah, there's one or two people that we've just got to give as much time to as we can, and hopefully they'll shake off a negative or two, but we're hoping that the full panel will be available, yeah.
Yeah, and there's no fear, or is there a fear that, you know, All-Ireland semi-finals, they're notorious for, you know, maybe jinx, nerves, you name it?
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's a big game, but at the start of any season, if you were to offer a group of players who came together for the first time in January last year the chance to say that next January you'll be playing in the All-Ireland semi-final, they would eat your hand off for it. So I think both teams, both ourselves and Niamh Colum Kill, will be, you know, there will be nerves, but I think if you'd given them the opportunity to say that last year, we both would have taken it. So we'll see what tomorrow produces.